We're talking about a growing robo-advisor controversy. How much would you alter your investing strategy to get it for free now that Ally Financial is jumping in with an offer that sounds a lot like some of its rivals? We'll discuss that, reveal our poll results on what you, our friends, think about this whole thing, and so much more on this edition of Money with Friends. Welcome to the Money with Friends podcast. I'm certified financial planner Bobby Rebel, host of the Financial Grown Up podcast, coming to you from my very grown up kitchen in New York City.
And from my mom's half finished basement in Detroit, Michigan, where we make the Stacky Benjamin Show, I'm Joe Saul Sehy.
This is the money news show that includes commentary on recent headlines, stories, and thought leaders from across the financial landscape. We break those all down into what matters to you, our friends, and we leave you with a takeaway to make it your own. And now we're doing it 6 days a week. How about that, Joe?
It is amazing. And on today's show, AcreTrader is our sponsor. You can diversify your portfolio with farmland, and now they're into almonds. We'll get into that later. I'm so hungry. Almonds sound great. Diversifying your portfolio with farmland. To get started, watch the explainer video, head to acretrader.com/MWF for Money with Friends. I picked today's piece. We're going to talk about Ally, which most people think about like their high interest savings account. And we might even get into their high interest savings account. But Ally in the news today, Bobby.
Yes, Ally in the news. I was a little bit, you know what, I'm going to hold my thoughts. And actually, I was also surprised, but not surprised at what the results of our Instagram poll that we did just before coming on to tape this. I was a little surprised at the results. You don't know what the results are. So we're going to reveal those.
I don't. Up. And so let's get to it. Enough foreshadowing. You'll see what everybody else thinks who's hanging out with us. Let's see who's kicking off today's show.
We'll supply the coffee and they will supply the headlines. That's why I watch Money with Friends.
This piece I found at financialplanning.com, the place where financial nerds hang out, financial planning nerds. It usually is for financial advisors. This is written by Sean Aloka, and the headline reads, Ally's no-fee robo takes a page from Schwab's playbook. Schwab has borne much criticism because its automated investing platform places a chunk of investor portfolios in cash. That hasn't stopped Ally Invest from copying Schwab's playbook, though, with a twist. It's now offering its robo-advice service essentially for free, with the caveat that a minimum of 30% of the portfolio, well, that must be held as interest-earning cash. If investors don't keep the minimum cash prerequisite, Ally charges a 30 basis point fee. That's about a little less than 1/3 of 1%. Investors are sitting on bucket loads of cash. And if we can get them invested where they can still feel comfortable with a portion in a savings account, then we brought them closer to goal, said Luke DeMissi, president of Ally Invest.
The move follows the trend of digital first firms borrowing from incumbents and putting a spin on traditional industry offerings in a play to add new clients and cross-sell them into different products. In recent months, nearly all independent digital advice firms have added checking and savings account options to their wealth management offerings. That strategy has combined with some firms offering freemium services in the hopes of upselling clients into premium services. For example, Wealthfront made its planning offering for free in December, effectively unbundling its software and allowing prospective clients to create financial plans. Personal Capital has for years offered a free planning tool with the same goal of developing its client acquisition flow. Both digital advice firms unveiled checking and savings accounts this year. Ally, and now we have a quote from David Truesdell, a financial analyst at digital wealth consultancy firm Backend Benchmarking. Quote, Ally, like other digital advice providers, is trying to solve the customer acquisition puzzle and are using free features to attract new investors. And I just want to add that later on in the article, it says Ally will rebalance the portfolio if the market conditions change, it's talking about, but will not allow investors to drop below the 30% cash threshold.
I was somebody, by the way, that wondered what happened to Trade King a few years ago. Well, here's what happened to it. This is what Ally's working with, Bobby. The piece also says that the firm's managed portfolios have around 8,400 clients and 126 million in client assets. By the way, that's not very big, just FYI. I mean, that's a lot of money to you and me, but to these firms, that's not much. According to a recent Alight Group report, the online bank acquired the trading platform TradeKing for almost $300 million in 2016 and has eyed a larger move into the wealth management space. So this, Bobby, is that move where now they decided, now they're rolling stuff out 3 years, 2.5 years later. What you thinking?
Well, I just want to add in one more stat, and this is from McKinsey, and I'll tell you why it's significant. It says the subscription e-commerce market has grown by more than 100% per year over the past 5 years. Subscribers, this is the key thing, are most likely between 25 and 44 years old and have incomes between $50,000 and $100,000. That age range and that income bracket. I mean, these are not people that are needing to not take risk. They are young. They are not at a point where they can't take risk. 30% in cash. All right, we'll go from there.
Number one, that's way too much money in cash. I mean,
these are young people is my point.
Yeah. And I get the fact, that, you know, a lot of people have too much money in cash. You see the statistics at banks. You know, I've had friends that are bank tellers, and they see these people that have just tons and tons of money sitting in the wrong place. I mean, here's the reason cash is wrong. Cash feels very safe to people, but the biggest problem with cash is it doesn't keep up with inflation. So if inflation's at 3% and you're in a high interest, like an Ally type thing, earning somewhere around 2%, you're very, very safely losing money.
Right.
You're losing purchasing power. Yeah. So you feel like you're not losing money because the number's staying the same, but the price of everything else is going up quicker than your cash is. So you have to, if you have long-term goals, it has to be outside of cash. And it's so it's frustrating to me. So I get that this is a good middle move, but when you're young, Bobby, you don't need to make the middle move. You need to make the full move, like train yourself to be in the right place for the season that you're in.
So we asked our friends on Instagram stories at Money Friends Pod, if anyone wants to join us in the future, but we do put these questions out before we go on air when we can. And we asked them, Joe, the question was, should no fee robo advisors require large portions of assets, like 30%, to be in cash? So what do you think the results were? What percentage? Oh, and so the options were cash is king was one option. And the other answer was that's a lot. What do you think our audience said in this completely unscientific poll that we did?
I hope it's close to 100%. That's a lot.
It was 100%. That's a lot.
Bam. Nice job, guys.
Yay to our friends.
That's so good. Can we talk a little bit about robo-advisors in general?
Yes.
Because I think, Bobby, that this idea, robo-advisor, first of all, is a misnomer. There are few products in the financial services industry that have a worse name than this one. There is no advisor in robo-advisor. There is zero advisor. And in fact, it's funny when Betterment went and tried to do a little advisory thing around Brexit and made it so people couldn't trade, everybody got upset because they were overstepping their boundary because they're not an advisor. This is an automated investing platform that helps you balance your portfolio. And what's funny now from my perspective, because so many young people use this as a starting tool, I think some young people that use robo-advisors overbalance. In other words, I think they could probably take more risk than a robo offers and will get higher returns. And they're very worried about risk when they should be more worried about reward. I think that these investing platforms are probably better for older people. But here's what older people have shown that they want. Older people have shown that they want advice. So now what you're seeing is Betterment, Wealthfront, all these companies, Schwab, moving into the advice area with their robo, where it's a robo attached to an advisor, like a human who can help you sort through it. And I've been thinking this for a long time, that robos competitively have to really still be paired with advice. I don't think it replaces an advisor.
Yeah, let's get to some of our friends here. We have Melissa, who's joining us live on Facebook Live where we are taping this. And she says, robo-advisors are one size fits all. And we also have Mike here. He says, freemium, a snub to the old adage, you get what you pay for.
Here's what we've seen in the past. In the past, when you were at, you know, people used to always go to the mall and you'd see that you got a free stadium blanket if you signed up for a credit card, right? Or maybe a toaster or a Frisbee. And you'd see these lines. I remember a very good financial planner talking to me about how early in his career he was failing and nobody wanted to talk to him. He goes, then he goes to the mall and he sees a line like 8 people long because there's a free local college blanket that people can get if they sign up for debt, right? If they sign up for a credit card. We're seeing that happening here, though. We've seen Schwab offer more. We've seen Betterment offer more. We're now seeing in this article Wealthfront making their planning service free as an add-on. And now we're seeing Ally go free with this if you take their high interest savings account and put 30% of your money in it. So I feel like we're getting the asset version of the stadium blanket, don't you? Like, hey, if you just come here, Bobby, we're going to throw in that advisor for free. So I totally agree with Mike that you get what you pay for.
Yeah. And just so we know, Brittany is sharing that she apparently got a football phone. Thank you, Brittany. Nice. I'm going to get a couple comments from our friends on Instagram that left them. Benjamin here says that it's great for people who don't want to or don't understand managing their own portfolio. So, I mean, it's definitely, you know, better than a nothing, if that's something. But it doesn't take that much effort to, you know, figure out that 30% cash when you're, if you are in that target age range, which is, you know, 44 and under, basically, that maybe 30% cash is a lot when you're that young.
You nailed it as usual, Bobby. I mean, you totally nailed it, because if you begin with the end in mind and you put money where it's supposed to be, it's not going to be cash. And to your point, it is so easy. It's so easy to figure out what your goal is and put money in the right place. Like Mike saying this with us here online, where he says, you know, it's good for short-term needs, buying a business, buying a house, things like that, emergency fund. Not great if you've got it for retirement.
No. And let me just get in, Josh, from our Instagram at Money Friends Pod. Great for folks getting started or who don't have the time and knowledge to DIY. Okay. So yeah, I think everyone's kind of in agreement here.
I just don't like the word great. I think it's okay. I think it's okay. But
yeah,
but
I think
not
it's
great.
It's better than nothing. I would go with better than nothing, better than ignoring everything and keeping it all in a savings account, which could happen.
Before we get to our takeaway, I just want to do just a little kind of what do we do with this? I mean, we're going to have a big takeaway, but I think a smaller, you know, what do we do this with this? Ally has two different platforms here. I think I might ignore the 30% cash option, unless you're trying to combine your cash account. Like Donna asks on here live with us, like what interest rate does it pay? If 30% is enough, you know, to have your emergency fund and maybe have it in one place and it does pay. I don't know the answer to that, by the way, what it pays. It doesn't say that in the piece. I'm hoping it's their same high interest account. Actually, I take that back. It says it sits in a high interest savings product at 1.9 right now, which is actually pretty decent for a brokerage cash account. Very good. And that doesn't surprise me, because Ally's always been toward the top there. But I think generally that I ignore this product and I compare the product where I pay 30 basis points, 0.3% to other offerings if I'm going this route.
Yeah. And Marissa points out that 30% is high even for those in retirement. Yeah.
Agreed.
Retirement can be very long.
Well, think about that. Yeah, you retire at 60 years old. Hey, in just a second, Bobby and I are going to have our takeaways. But before we do that, I want to talk about this almond farm. Almonds, Bobby.
I know.
Acre Trader now is investing in almonds in an almond farm. This is pretty exciting in California. By the way, if you head to acretrader.com/MWF, you can see the investments that are open right now, and they change all the time. Right now, there's a corn and soybean field, easy for me to say, and now an almond farm. Some that recently closed are also corn, soy, and sorghum and rice fields. You are not a farmer, though. You're actually just a landlord when you invest with AcreTrader. What's interesting about these farms is that the gyrations that happen with normal investing don't happen as much historically with these products. Now, your money is locked up. You're buying a portion of a field, but AcreTrader takes care of everything else. They collect the rent from the farmer. They make sure that you get your payout. They look at soil sustainability, so your plot of land continues to be worth what it was every year. And then they make sure that the farm gets bought later on, which is when you get your money back. So this is open to people who are
accredited investors.
Thank you. Accredited investors. And I have it right here in front of me. That's funny. It's open only to accredited investors. You got to know what that is. But head to acretrader.com/MWF for more. And by the way, if you use our link when you invest in AcreTrader, that's how they keep us podcasting. So thank you very much for everybody who's used our link if you used AcreTrader. Time for our big idea, the takeaway. What's your biggest takeaway, Bobby?
Hold on. I was messing with the Facebook stuff. I'm running the controls for anyone who's just listening to the audio, and it's been a very dangerous taping here. All right, here is my takeaway. This is a tail wagging the dog strategy and not good. It's like making investment decisions with tax implications as the one and only first driver. Just like it is better to earn more money and pay some tax and have a better bottom line, very few investors, certainly in their young target market, should have 30% in cash. Free could be very costly here.
Yeah, I'll go back to Michael's point, which is you get what you pay for. And it is so easy. It is so easy to begin with the end in mind. And if you haven't yet read, and I say begin with the end in mind so much, I got to point back to him. If you haven't read Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, it makes so much sense to do that, not just for your financial life, but for your life in general. And it happens again here, Bobby. Beginning with the end in mind will make sure that you don't invest in something that looks very attractive because it's free, but really could mess up your long-term goals.
Well said.
Yeah, good stuff. Thanks to everybody for hanging out with us today, whether you're on Facebook, you're listening to us, you're watching us on YouTube, whatever it might be. Thank you so much to everybody who's left a review of our podcast to tell people all the awesomeness that is Money with Friends. Bobby and I are going to be back here again on Monday. Have a fantastic rest of your weekend. We'll see you back here at Money with Friends. Bye-bye.
This show is created and hosted by Josal Cihai and Bobby Rebel and is a joint venture of BRK Media LLC and Stacking Benjamins LLC, copyright 2019. Our engineer is Caden Thompson. And for a list of our friends who appear on the podcast, head to our website, moneywithfriendspodcast.com. You can also check out our schedule for upcoming recording sessions so you can join us and be part of the show. As with anything, remember you shouldn't take advice from any of us or any other video or podcast without first talking to your financial advisor, and that the people in this episode are here for your and their entertainment purposes only. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and we'll see you back here next time with a real episode of Money with Friends.